Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you ever heard of the curse of the 600-pound life?
I have not.
Yeah, I guess the TV show's got a curse on it. 16 people have died.
Well, they're all obese, morbidly obese. Of course they're going to die.
Hello! My first thought when I saw this was, duh.
Yeah.
Hello? 16 of the 100. They're lucky Moore hasn't died.
Well, yeah.
They're all over 500 pounds.
Well, the reason why they make it on that show is because they're almost going to, I mean, they're close to death because they're so morbidly obese.
They're in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, this says the curse of my 600-pound life. 16 of these stars have died since appearing on the show. The reason they're bringing this up is, I guess, a 40-year-old lady died yesterday.
Oh, God.
That had been on the show. She weighed 632 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot the doctor's name that's on there, that he used to be on there all the time. And he's like, because these women are like, I'm not eating anything. And he's like, yeah, you are. They're like, no, I'm really not
like
eating
you're
any.
You're sneaking food.
Yeah.
Is there a condition that you could become that heavy without having a really bad diet? I don't think so, is there? I mean, you've got to be eating crap.
You know, you can always gain water weight, right?
Yeah,
right?
But not that much water. But, I mean, that's like an ocean.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like people that get on, my son was on a steroid. I was on a steroid, too. And remember my cheeks got all puffy and stuff before the children's hospital thing because of my ear infection. And my son, he was also on that steroid. And, you get puffy. You get big.
Yeah, but there's got to be a point where when you reach it, it's like, okay, this is a condition. That person's puffy, as you call it.
Yeah.
But I would think that weight would be around 250. And then after 250, everything you're adding to it, you're eating ho-hos.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody on steroids get to 650
exactly.
pounds.
Exactly. It's got to be, because a lot of people put the blame somewhere else. And I would think that if you're over
thyroid,
250.
They say thyroid.
Yeah, if you're over 250 pounds, you got to accept some of the blame here.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because even the thyroid only does so much, right? Like, yeah, you got to have some sweets in there.
I did the same thing when I saw this headline, the 600-pound life curse. It's like, what curse? Yeah. There's no curse here.
I mean, they literally, it is. Have you ever watched that show?
No. Oof. I can't watch it. It's just too gross for me.
That's the right word.
It's just gross.
I mean,
these people with these layers of fat, they have to get a forklift to lift them up, put them on a hospital bed.
No, they have to cut out the side of their house.
Yes. Sometimes they do, yeah, to just get them out.
And then the one woman lost her remote, and her body had, like, attached its skin to the
remote.
Like,
absorbed it. Almost.
And she had to have it surgically removed. a remote. You just tap their belly to change channels.
See, that just makes me sad.
That's great. All you got to do, all you got to do is kind of roll over, and it's like, oh, I'm on ESPN. Whoa, I roll over this way. Look, Paramount. Whoa.
And it's just so sad, like, talking about rolling them over. They have to, like, push them up and, like, clean their backs. And
I got a clip where they're, this patient is lying. His name's Dr. Now is the guy
him.
From the show.
I love him. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's lying to him about her weight.
Okay.
Sure. Tell me, what does your eating habit look like? When you usually wake up and when you usually start eating?
I wake up at, like, 10:30. I may eat breakfast at, like, 12 o'clock.
What do you usually eat?
Bacon, eggs, grits.
Are you hungry in the morning?
No, sir.
But if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat.
But the doctor told me that if I don't eat, then my metabolism is high or low or something like that.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. Everybody's going to confuse you, but you should never get confused about one thing, eat less.
Yes.
Okay? There's no confusion with that. Okay? Now, if you really put the math together, you have eaten the food that belongs for next 4 years ahead of time.
How brutal. I love this doctor.
He is pretty funny because all of them lied to him. You have eaten 4 years ahead of time?
This show almost sounds cruel.
It does.
You know, to bring these people on there, they can't even, you know.
Yeah.
Although they can change the channel with their belly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
I wish I could do that. Yeah, that'd be a kind of quick, good trick.
Now there's always time,
right,
BJ. You've got a recliner and a remote.
You're raving about some Parasite show.
No, I'm not. No, what I was saying is, because, so I keep getting into algorithms. Do you guys have, like, what do you guys have going on right now?
I got a lot of puppies.
I'm talking about ads.
Oh, ads.
Ads, yeah. Mm. BJ won't really have this because he's only on X. He's not a Facebook.
Yeah, that is true.
But, you know, like, you just get these ads.
Like a lot of weightlifting supplements, stuff like that.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of really goofy shirts. Like one that's like, it looks like a cat that's like hanging on a line, you know? And then it says, hang in there, it gets worse.
Oh, you have shirts, t-shirts? Yeah. That's just sad.
Your algorithm's kind of cruel.
They're all kind of dark,
I think a kitty shirt would look good on you.
So I have been caught in this, I don't know, doom advertising about parasites and worms in my system.
So it's ads that you're getting.
Yes. Yeah, I mean.
Why would they target you with parasites?
I don't know. This. There's these two twins, right? And they're talking about like that you need to take this cleanse, right? To get rid of, we're supposedly the only country that doesn't get rid of worms and parasites in our system. And you have to take it for like 30 days. And then she shows a picture of a worm.
You don't have worms, do you?
No, but
you
she
don't
said,
have worms,
here's
do
what
you?
She says. Here's what? What she says. You eat sushi, you have worms. You eat meat, you have worms. You have a dog, you have worms. You have a cat, you have worms.
Then we all have worms.
Yeah, that's what she said. Apparently. We're the only, I don't know if she's, I mean, it's a commercial. She said we're the only country that doesn't detoxify our butt. And there was a worm, look. From over there, all the way there, it came out of her body.
Well, order some of that stuff. I want to take it.
Because I feel like it's just a poopy juice.
I want a cleanse.
I don't want a poopy juice.
All right, so this is the parasite cleanse?
It's just a TikTok talking about a basic like juice cleanse. It's not the ad.
Oh,
I didn't get an ad like
one?
That. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It is about parasites, but.
Okay, all right, we'll just play it.
Do you suffer from itching in uncomfortable areas and suspect parasites? Here is an incredibly effective natural anti-parasitic to cleanse your body. You will need only papaya seeds. So get a papaya and take 2 tablespoons of its seeds and incorporate them into the blender. These seeds are excellent for getting rid of intestinal parasites, leaving your digestive system completely clean. Add the 2 tablespoons of papaya seeds to 1/2 glass of water and blend for a few minutes. Once blended, it is ready to serve. Drink it on an empty stomach and observe how it acts effectively against intestinal parasites, providing you with a deep internal cleansing.
You know, I told you a couple of weeks ago that I'm dying to do that, what's it called, the fasting? To cleanse myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I've ever been reset back to the original, like you would an iPhone, for example. You know how you can go back to factory settings? I need to take BJ back to factory settings. Yeah. And this might be the way to do it. I may have to give me some parasite cleanser.
I'm telling you, the girl, and again, you know, I don't know. These are ads. They don't have to be proven or anything because it's the internet. But like literally, there was a worm that came out of her butt. It was like from here to there.
Oh!
I know.
That'd be traumatic.
All right, that's enough. From 600-pound life to worms out the butt, man. Only on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to tell you right now, you will not get that anywhere else this morning. You will not. I promise you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.